Hey. Daf Hey Amid Amid Beis.
One second, Daf Hey Amid Beis. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do two Daf. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Daf points on the bottom. 11 lines. Achad Osa Niyodea. Achad Osa Niyodea. Achad Osa Kachraya.
Don't jump the gun. It's not Pesach yet.
You just talk about the whole of Pesach. We're going to go to the Yagra Falls.
So one second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
7, 11, 11 lines.
How does it start?
Rabbi Chiya. It's like the Helik of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya is Mamish Tarsha Bopeh.
Rabbi Chiya, Nafalei.
Oh.
Yeah?
Nafalei, Nafalei, Yoniva Bitki Tornei. It literally means a louse. Rashi says.
A louse? A louse is like
a
moth.
Moth. Good word. Moth. Eats flax. I'm not so sure it's a moth because moth eats wool. I don't have a moth. I think moths, they like wool.
Yeah.
So it's a creature. Whatever it is, it's not a gas. It's a creature. It's a creature which eats
flax. It's a creature
flax.
Of Hashem.
Yeah. It's a creature. It's a creature.
It's his flax. Flax.
To last, and Chalas Pesach eats flax. Okay, it's a tenebalaz. You know what a tenebalaz is? On the side of here, it says...
If I knew French, that would be...
Osh. Osh means a moth. It means a moth balaz. Osh is a moth. Okay, fine.
If it falls into what?
Nofale Yoniva Bikitane... His garments were smitten with fell, means that it was smitten with moths.
Yeah, yeah.
There were moths eating away at
his wardrobe. Yoniva is a lashon rabim. That's a plural.
No, it's singular. It's
okay, whatever. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Also, coming to be do have here's the whole maestros on half of this. Also, coming to be Amri, he told him I have a solution for you.
What's that? It came before. Yeah.
When his clothing were being pulled holes, holy clothing.
Okay. So that's the problem. You mean nothing to do with halacha?
No, nothing with halacha. He needs a plumber. You know a good plumber? You need a plumber.
What does a plumber have to do with moth?
He's a problem.
Giving you an example.
He has a problem in life, okay?
He has moth problems.
It's not Shal Halacha.
So he came before Rebbe?
So yeah, also come made Rebbe. So when you have a Shiloh, what to do? You need a good plumber.
You call your
Rebbe. You call Rosh Hashiva. Everything is Torah. They teach you in Yeshiva.
But what would be a halachic problem here?
They teach you in Yeshiva. Everything is Das Torah.
You just came and just...
There's no halachic.
He was having a problem. He's losing money.
In teaching Yeshiva, everything is Das Torah. The Rebbe tells you what to do. The Rebbe tells you, the plumber, the electrician, he tells you what to do.
But Rebbe's also, they used to ask very mundane questions. What should I do?
The Rebbe is a Chodesh. The Rebbe, you have to have a moon. The moon of the Rebbe, tells you everything, tells you the right decisions, everything in life. Right. So I'm going to tell him, Shkol, Oifa, take a bird. A bird?
Yes.
A bird, so take a box. Ushchoit. Now notice the word. He said slaughter. Means a kosher shechita. Ushchoit al bu bits bu visa de maya. On a container of water. Go take some of the Poland spring water that you have outside there for the people who want to drink some water. Cut it open.
And let the blood.
The blood mix. It's
where the flax is soaking.
Where the flax is
Rashi
soaking.
Yeah, Rashi says.
Okay.
The moiling, you mean flax is soaking in that bottle of water.
And now the flax will be soaking in water, which has blood from a bird. What's the myla? The myla is that the odor of the blood is poisonous to the moths.
Yeah.
When the moths smell that blood, they die.
You mean he was infested with moths that
yes. So in order to go and cleanse the garment from the moths, we're going to do a shechita on the birds, and the odor of the bird's blood will cause the moths to die. It's like you call it exterminating.
How do you get rid of it? Then it just it's easy. It
dies.
Just to,
you wash
and, but
it,
it still stays there.
Whatever, but it's dead. It's not going to get the clothing anymore.
Got it,
okay, it's going to neutralize the threat. You call basically, Rebbe, I need an exterminator.
Okay.
So he says, don't call an exterminator. Do it yourself. Do it. How do you say it in English? DIY. It's called, right? DIY. The whole industry. DIY.
What does that mean?
DIY.
And internet. The whole industry called DIY. Do it yourself.
Oh, that's so true. My mother always tells me that. Nobody's going to help you.
Don't go get an exterminator. Don't get an electrician.
No, I mean, don't know why. You have to do it yourself.
Yeah, broken power electricity, so you go touch the wires.
Get electrocuted.
Exactly. Yeah, you need an exterminator. You need an exterminator. I'll tell you what to do. Go online. I'll tell you. Take a bird. Go to Empire in Chalmari. Take a bird and slaughter it. The blood will splatter all over your wardrobe, and the moss will die. Your mother will be very happy now to see the dead bird.
And then afterwards,
the
they'll slaughter him.
So therefore, he told them, "Shkoshchet buvisa demaya demoyach dama." It will smell the blood. The moss will smell the blood. The shavik lay and will abandon. The moths will go to better, greener pastures.
Maybe it doesn't mean it'll die. It'll just run away.
Shavik lay. It'll go to the
neighbor.
It'll go to the neighbor. He won't go eat up your clothing. The clothing of Rosh Hashiva. It'll go next door.
Yep.
So that what did the Rav tell him to do? He told him to violate halacha. He told him to do a shechita.
Yeah.
He told him to shech the bird on water, and the blood is going to go into the vat of water.
So that's how it's relative to our.
So you go and you go ask your Rashiv for advice on a good exterminator. The Rashiv gets into trouble because he's telling you to do something which is a violation of halacha.
Mm-hmm. Why is it a violation of halacha?
Because
it needs
kishe dam.
So maybe if you need the dam,
let's push it in the Gemara. Hechi avet halachi. Yachid go tell me this advice.
Right.
Hashoychei the person that the vitzorch ledam. Chayav lachas. It's too bad for you. Too bad for you. Even if you shecht,
even if you need the blood, you have to.
So how do you matter. Use blood?
You don't exactly. So case of yas. Next words. Read the next words. So case of yas. What are you going to do? You can't use it. Right. If you're going to do a shechit the regular way,
sure you could. How much blood does that have to go into the offer?
Everything.
Are you sure?
Yes. Was it a mashu?
No, oh, doesn't it mashu say no? It says yourself. min.
V'shafach es damo v'chisahu be'afar. What is the word say the min? What are you making
I
up stories?
I have to remember it.
I make up stories. You're a Valkyria. It's a Valkyria. V'shafach es damo v'chisahu be'afar.
Valkyria.
All, what? Bal HaKriya?
No, someone corrected me once. Not Bal HaKriya, Bal HaKriya.
Balkriya. Did I say Bal HaKriya?
Yeah, you said Bal HaKriya.
The truth is above my head, so you can say Bal HaKriya. I once read up a whole article.
You won't get Gannon for that.
I wrote up a whole article. It's above my head, so you can say Bal HaKriya also. It's the same thing. Do you say the Bal Tokeya or the Bal HaTakiya? What do you say? The area so
you mean
correct,
the more correct way is saying Takiya? Oh, Bal HaTakiya. Oh.
It's the Bal HaTokeya.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's Bal HaTokeya. Did you ever hear someone say the Bal HaTakiya?
Thank you very much.
Now have you out.
Now have
it does make a bit of sense.
Now I have no. I know what to tell to that person. He always corrects me.
I read up on this whole thing. It's above my sir. The whole thing, Bal HaKriya, is an expression.
Okay.
And you can make up any expression you want. There's no grammatic. The Bal, the master of the Kore means
yeah.
The Kore means it means the one who calls out. So Bal means the one, HaKriya, the one is a repetition. It's not a repetition. It's an expression. It's a melitza. It's a melitza. It doesn't make any sense. In Shulchan Aruch, how do you call him? He's a professional. Right. He lanes every Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. He lanes all the time.
No, during the week, Monday, Thursday. Shabbos, except for Shabbos.
No, I don't.
Shabbos, now, you see?
Shabbos,
I only, no. No, I don't.
Just Monday, or Thursday. He's only a weekday
Bal
HaKriya.
I come here.
He knows it anyway.
He's only a weekday Bal HaKriya.
He knows
that's
it.
Anyway.
He knows
I know what?
The HaKriya.
No, I only know from Tilshani.
Okay, so, but the point is, how
but
does...
But if you were to rehearse...
Mechaber, how does the Mechaber
like
refer to the...
Bal- like you, if I'm not prepared, I'm the same as anyone else.
Okay.
How does the Mechaber refer to the one who lanes? What does he call the Mechaber?
Shulchan
Aruch? The Koyre.
Oh, that's true.
The Koyre.
That's true.
So the minute gets to add a word, the Bal Koyre.
Right.
You want to say Bal, they get up to, Bal Kriya. Yet, you ever hear someone say the Bal HaTakiya?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't worry about it. The White House today issued a statement.
Yeah.
What's the White House? What's the White House? What over here, Cora? The White House? I never knew. Oh, the White House talks.
Right.
The White House talks. It's an expression.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an expression. There's a White House. It's a symbol.
And how do you say? If you want, just for a second, talking about the correct. And you want to be mechaber somebody with Galil or Hakma. How would you tell that person?
I'm giving you Galil or Hakma.
They say that's incorrect. What's go Galil, go Hakma. He said, would you like to perform Galil or Hakma?
That sounds like someone who knows what he's doing.
Outside,
no, I mean...
take a cup of hot water.
What I mean to say is a secular guy would look at it. What? You want to go Galil or you want to go Hakma?
Go take a cup of water outside.
I'm just joking. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying.
Over their head. They're crazy people out there.
Nee,
this is what they're focused on because you say Bal HaKriya.
No. He was just mentioning it. Anyway.
There are
people that are very disturbed by it. Shalosh Seudas. I mean, Shalosh Seudas. I know some, but I'm not joking.
It's wrong.
He was interviewed.
Yeah.
And it bothered him how people say Shabbos instead of Shabbos. How could you talk like that?
It's Yiddish.
And then I know
Shabbos
somebody,
is Hebrew. Shabbosim is Yiddish.
Then I know a from guy, a Tam Tracham. Mama, she couldn't take it. People say Achitoyfel. Know where you find the word Achisoyfel. It's incorrect. How could people?
Because you don't want to say his name. Is it Rosh Hashem Yerkov? You don't want to say his name.
I wouldn't say Shem Shamir. He's from the ones I don't have a chelik with him. But Shem Shamir.
You don't want to say his name. You don't want to say his name. You don't want to say Achi Soif. You don't want to say the name. You see, you mamash Yeshay. You think you could be in Kirch Satoma. You don't want to say his name. I know someone who told me his whole life.
I know. I always wish people don't say his name. The Rapinchas Lakar just says not to say his name. No, I'm sorry. Not to say Shapsai. I'm sorry. Not Shapsai Tzvi. Not to say Shapsai Tzvi.
So I saw someone in the shir in the morning. He was shocked. I told him because now I understand after there's a woman. His mother always said the Sakmar.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Sam Rebbe also said
that. And they made fun of her. And no one ever understood why she said Sakmar.
Yeah, yeah.
The Satmar Rebbe also said Sakmar.
Sakmar,
because Satmar means Saint Mary.
I found that it's not true. Salt Maria, I was told it's not true. It doesn't mean that. It means something else.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I have to find out. It doesn't. It doesn't.
It's close enough.
The Satmar was mistaken, but that it doesn't.
Satmar made a mistake. They'll hang you up to say such a thing.
In terms of historical, yeah.
They'll hang you up.
What, to say the Satmar made a mistake?
That's right. Anything.
What did they tell you?
He made any mistake. There's no such thing as a Rebbe making a mistake.
That's a problem.
You off by your toenails to say that someone made a mistake. The Rebbe didn't make any mistakes. Whatever Rebbe says is always le'ela le'ela. No? Vaita. No, batol. Vaita. V'yotanya. Hashoychei v'tzoch l'dam chayib l'chad. It says Allah. It does not show that you need to blow it to Allah.
It says all the blood has to go into the offer.
Yes, yes. Kate said,
and the reason we do Shri Malicha to extract the blood.
There's no din that we do on no, there's no din. That's a din of Israchila. No. The only thing dam is a dam hanefesh.
Yeah.
Dam hanefesh requires it. But you don't have to go. The reason why we do Malicha to extract
because the blood. Because it's in Rechaikim, the blood.
Because when you eat it, when you're going to cook it, the blood's going to come
exactly,
to the surface.
Exactly.
They don't need kisi adam.
No, I know. I didn't say that. Right. Is there a lot of blood that comes out while
when you shecht? No, yeah.
From
a ton of blood. Oif, no, not so much.
No, well, first of all, animal, you don't need kisa adam, only a chayim.
Only chay, right. But a bar of behemoth, there's mamish, you puddles, you go on your knees in blood.
Yeah.
There's puddles of blood when it comes to
a and oif, in a smaller amount.
The oif is very, very small amount of blood. The shlon has a very small amount of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Even turkeys don't have so much blood. Kate said, yeah, so what do you do? Oif, what do you do? You go, noyachad means
nechid. This is part of the bishop, the brisa?
Yeah, Kate said, yeah, so noyachad, oif, what's noyachad? Noyachad means you split its neck, or you cut it vertically. I realized before nichli nechira, or you pull the sockets out of their joints. Oikar means they basically.
And therefore,
what do you mean? That's don't, but then that's not a shechita.
Right.
Exactly.
He's telling you.
Why didn't he just tell him?
Also, coming to Rebbe, he should have said.
Oh, so that's the guy's
kasha. Without shechting it.
That's the guy's kasha, but it's not what it says in the Gemara. It says in the Gemara. It says do a ma'aseh shechita.
Right. It's a question.
The terminology is very clear. So therefore, what's
exactly?
You go ask the Rebbe, I need an exterminator, and he tells you to do shechita, and he tells you to use the blood, he's in the violation of halacha. Rebbe, if I do shechita, then the blood needs kisi adam, and I can't use the blood after I do kisi adam. So what's going to do? He asked the Rebbe, he said, say teroif amale. So he told him, you got the story wrong. When we went to Bechia, when Maya Shahoya, there's a toast had to fum. It's a joke. Toss out the force. There's a mistake in the print. What? You like
that
joke?
No, I understood
that. I got it.
I still out of your mazeh, can't figure out which one is the samach, which is the bin, and the samach I can't. It doesn't make sense. It should be the other way around. No? As the line, that should be the mem.
Yeah.
And without the line, it should be the samach. So why do they do that? Why did the printer do that to me?
Samach is round.
No! The samach is the Rashi print. The Rashi print.
Yes.
Okay, over here, we're Harek ben Shimshana, and I still can't read the Rashis. I can't understand why the print, the Rashi print is like that. Vaita. V'yotanya.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The tail.
Never bothered you?
The tail.
That never bothered you? It should be the opposite.
I guess in my brain, I'm always used to it.
By the way, I've been told that's not Rashi's script. I heard it's much before.
Rashi never saw this script. It's a printer. The printers used it. The printers become big printed. The whole glum is why they wouldn't, because some said they don't want to use the oisiois are kodesh. Are you allowed to write oisiois ksavashuris for fun? It's a zilzal in the kedush.
Okay.
So some hold it even around, even the print in our Gemara is awesome.
Yeah.
Because the print in the Gemara is doime enough. Regular print is doime enough to ksavashuris. You're not allowed to write down Torah Shebichsav you're not allowed to write it down.
So you're allowed to write Gemara.
That includes prohibition of writing Ksav Ashuris. And people, my wedding is very machmir, don't use Ksav Ashuris. Because the Tzura of the Ois is Molei Kedusha. And by extension, someone goes so far, even black letters are doime enough to Ksav Ashuris, you should not even use black letters. Mm-hmm. So what's the solution? Rashi letters.
Who invented that? The Shin.
The printer.
Interesting
the
Shin.
Printer invented this.
So how where did you hear this?
Nothing to do with Rashi.
Where did you hear this?
This is
so why is the Gemara like this?
You do what?
Why is the Gemara?
Because we're not makbid on this.
And one second. So this script.
Rashi never wrote this.
So this script
is a printer.
So this script is a very old script. Whoever made this.
It's not so old. It's a couple hundred years old. Not so old.
Are you sure you read this?
Yeah. This you do. This doesn't have to read. This everyone knows. This is not. It's not so old. This script. We use it because the Rashi's parish is written in this script. To differentiate between a parish, it was typical a parish, any parish, they use a different font to show that it's a commentary. Okay? When you want to show that what you're writing is a commentary, it's not an ikor. If you write a book,
yeah.
do you write the book in regular print or in Rashi print? You write it in regular print. If someone will come along and write a commentary on your book, then they're going to use the Rashi script. That used to be the rule. Today, there are no rules. Today, it's an Olam Shel Hefker.
Okay.
You do whatever you want to do. Weiter.
So he says it's a Tazifaz, yeah.
You got it wrong. The Mice was to say Treif Amalei. He didn't tell him to go do a Mice. So he told him to say, go and make a Treif, an incredible Chiddush. What did he tell him to do?
Yeah.
Before you do the Shechita, make it into a treifa.
Why could they use a non-kosher bird?
Why could they use a good kosher? Maybe it didn't have present.
Maybe only a kosher bird would work.
Maybe the only blood that would succeed in removing the moth was kosher blood.
Yeah.
Very good kosher. Why do you use a non-kosher bird?
I didn't ask it.
They either didn't have or you need that type of blood. Say Treif Amalei. So we told him, I want you to do a shechita. You know, he's getting a good answer. Do a shechita. See, he's not changing the girsa. Do a shechita. But it's going to be a shechita she'ne ru'uya.
First make it treif.
Why? Because first make it treif. You first make it treif by puncturing the tzumas agidin. Okay, there are 16 tzumas agidin on the joint of a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Sever one of them. And now it's a treifa. And now, after it's a treifa, now you go do a shechita. So you're doing a shechita. You're doing a shechita, but you're doing a shechita on a treifa.
Yeah.
Gvaldik.
Yeah.
Say to Amalei. Kiyasa Rav Amalei said, say Nechor Amalei. He told him not to say Nechor. He didn't tell him to say treif. He told him to say Nechor, which means no better. He told him, don't even do a shechita. The gears is so corrupt here. You got the story so wrong. He told him, don't even do a shechita. Do a Nechira. Cut the simonim vertically. Got it?
Yeah, yeah.
Bite him. Amalei, Alaman, Lamaz, Lamandi. I'm the Marzak, Lamandi. I'm the straight treif. I'm the treif. The man done that is straight treif. My time, Allah, I'm going to say Nechor. The Chiyin came, you'll tell me the reason why the Sava ain't Shechita life in that Torah. And Nechira says, Zoit Shechita say. The Gvald answer, you know, he told him, you know why he told him, you know why he goes to the Machlokes. Do you even need to do a Shechita Bechlal on a bird?
Uh-huh.
So therefore he told him to say Nechor, because Nechor really is Shechita. When he told him to do it.
What's Nechira say means? I'm vertically?
It's vertical. Instead of doing horizontal, you cut
horizontal
vertically.
This way and then this
vertical
way.
That way. So therefore,
say, if you do vertical, how are you going to cut the conurbation?
The conurbation somehow, maybe on a diagonal, I would imagine.
Okay,
I don't know exactly. Maybe
so. Therefore, he said dafka make
maybe,
a treif.
Maybe when you're cutting, it's cutting the veins and the arteries. Maybe the goal is not necessarily to cut the conurbation.
Mm-hmm.
If you cut the circulation, there is a major artery and vein that goes up that area right in between the conurbation. So you put a knife in there. And you sever the circulation of blood between the body and the head. It's brain dead. And when it's brain dead, it's goner. It's a goner. Here you go right to the sugya of brain dead. Isn't it amazing? Giving rise to the sugya of brain dead. Because what is nechira? That's how a guy kills an animal. They don't do shechita.
Yeah.
We do shechita by cutting off. It's amazing, Zach. We do shechita by cutting off the kone and the veshet. You can do a dry shechita, if you're clever, by not even cutting the vrid, by not even cutting the blood vessels. If you're sophisticated, you can do a shechita. You can leave the blood vessels intact and just cut the kone veshet. A guy doesn't believe in that. A guy kills an animal by cutting the blood circulation, the arteries and the veins. That's nechira. When you do it vertically, you're going to sever the vars, and you're going to leave intact the kone and the veshet.
Mm-hmm.
So there are only three ways to kill a bird. There are two ways to kill a bird. Either you take away its oxygen, You take away its food, its koach of food.
Yeah.
Or you take away your own food, or you take away the blood circulation. That's how you take the life of an animal. The Yiddish ma'achin animal is take away its ear. By a bird, it's one or the other. Either take away its oxygen or take away its food. By a guy, the way you take kill an animal is you take away the blood. The blood. Is that interesting?
Yes.
The chilling between the chira and shchita.
Yeah.
So the Rabbi here says that maybe you'll tell me
what's the symbolism of that, you said?
What's symbolism? Well, the ear is ruchnias. The ear is ruchnias. The ear is ruchnias. The veshet represents gashmi. It represents the gashmias. But the gashmias of kedusha. And the blood is pure. Ki adamu ha-nefesh. It means you take the life. You don't take its function. See, by a Jew, you take the kohen and the veshet, you take away its function in this world. The kohen and the veshet represents the tafkid of this world. What's a tafkid? Ruchnias, and to elevate the gashmias. A guy who cares about tafkid, just take the life. Ki adamu ha-nefesh. Cutting off the blood circulation, you take away the life. They don't view purpose in this world of any significance. It's a very deep art, I told you. It's like a morale. It's a very deep art. The goyle for the morale. It's so deep. Amok miyim se'ena. This is not a var from the morale. It does the var from the goyle of the morale. I see Shlomi smiling. You like that one? It's a good word. Two idiots are here. It's small for ear to ear. I'm going to hear such a word.
Who are you? Yeah, wrong.
He loves me. I tell him I'm the goyle. I went to Chaim Blue.
Chaim Blue? Morale? What's that? Oh.
Chaim Blum. No, Chaim Blum. Moral, there's the moral, and then the Talmidim were the girl of the Enigmach of the girl of moral.
Yeah. So that's the reason why he says he won't do so it because that's a form of shechita.
What he's really alluding to is nechira.
Yeah.
Why nechira? Because there's no shechita be'oif. Birds do not have it in shechita in that Torah.
Second, therefore, if you can do nechira, what's going to be the problem?
No problem. That's what he told him. That's exactly what he told him. There is no problem. There's no.
No, he says rather make it treif.
No. Tell him don't make it treif. Don't go. Make
no,
it.
No, I'm talking about the first mandama. The first mandama says treif.
If he said say treif amalei. Ki also come to my mom and say nechor amalei. Al mandi amat say treif. My time amalei amat say nechor.
Yeah.
The first mandama. You tell me because somebody holds ain shchita la'if minat. The reason why he didn't say nechor is because there's no shchita la'if minat Torah.
Nei.
And nechanam unuchirasa is no shchita.
And therefore.
And therefore, you're still chayif in ikis yadam.
But there's no shchita.
No, exactly. So
when the chayim is not considered a shchita.
Exactly. That's why the Torah does not say the word v'shochat. Say in the Torah v'shofach es domon.
Yeah.
V'chiso. So when you do a nechira.
Yeah.
You chayif ikis yadam.
No.
Yes.
What is mandama?
There's no shchita in that Torah. There's no shchita in that Torah.
And who says nechira? You need shchita. Yeah. Who says nechira? You need kisi adam.
Because the Torah says you have to do kisi adam. It says v'shof. Doesn't say the word shchita.
Oh, I see.
State v'shofach es damai.
I see what you're saying.
To pour out its blood.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So therefore, by a bird, when do you do kisi adam?
I got it.
When you do nechira with that Torah.
Therefore, you have to make a tray first.
So first, make a tray.
I got it.
Boss, now it's a nechira she'enu ruya. Hilvart. It's a nechira. Now I love this.
And what about the other one?
A nechira
sheinu ruya. What about the other mandama?
You heard it first here, right?
I don't think so.
Can't say that. And this is extreme.
Well, where were you saying now?
Going to my time. Look through the fullness from the bottom. There's no such thing in that Torah.
According to Rav Dimi,
and that's why when he says say nechor, that's when it's really when it says say shechait, he really meant say nechor.
No.
The reason why we had to say treif, go make it into a treif
right.
First.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to tell me I should say nechor, nechor doesn't accomplish anything.
Exactly.
Because nechira is the same thing as shechita.
Exactly.
How can it be same as shechita? Because there is no shechita left in that Torah. Exactly. Ain't shechita left in that Torah.
Yeah.
You can't say that. There is shchita life in that Torah. There is shchita.
Not according to Rav Dimi.
This man the Yomar, you can't. No one, everyone. Let's see what it says. V'yotanya Rebbe Omer. It says in the pasuk, Kasher tzvi sicha. How do you know shchita? Where does it enter shchita?
Yeah.
It says that you should go do it. I told. Look at the whole pasuk. Kedai see the whole pasuk.
Which is the pasuk?
On the side of the Gemara, on the right side, it says ki yirchak besar taiva. Ki yirchak mukal makay mashal yirchak mukal losum shmoy sham.
Okay.
Kasher Tzivisicha. What are the two words? Kasher tzivisicha. Something to teach you. I command you in Har Sinai that there's something called Shechita.
Yes.
And where did I command you? Look at the Gemara Vayita. Rebbe Yemek Kasher tzivisicha. Malamech and it's Tava. Moshe, Moshe, al haveshet, v'al hakane, where? By an animal. An animal you have to shech, the roiv of both.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
V'al, look what it says now, roiv echad be'oif, v'al roiv shnayim b'meim. There are two simonim, b'chal amin, v'kane haveshet. But when it comes to the bird and an animal,
yeah.
By a bird, it's the majority of one. By an animal, it's you have to have the majority
and
of two.
And how do you know oif also? The Torah says about animal. It says only an animal. It says
it. Einach nan, but look at the hilchot words of the Gemara. What does it say? Kasher to the read the words. Einach. This is a quote. This is the Mesoira. This is the Mesoira. Okay, this is a very important principle.
Okay,
Rashi really told me very. I cannot underestimate the koyach of the Mesoira. Yeah, who are the Balei Mesoira? There's very few yichidim in the Chalshelis Hadoros who are called in the Rishonim the Balei Mesoira. We have Rishonim, right? We have Rishonim. You know, there are a lot of more Rishonim. They have manuscripts of Rishonim all over the place. You go to the museums.
Which we're not even aware of?
We are aware of them. How come we don't study them? How come we don't go study all of the Rishonim? These are people who lived in the Dalet Amos of the Ramban, the Dalet Amos of Rashi, the Dalet Amos of the Rambam. How come we don't go crazy about them? We don't go to the library and we print them and make critical editions and learn these Rishonim. These are Rishonim. These are Kedosh Elyon.
Maybe they are going.
They're not the Balei Mesoira. They were Kedosh Elyon, but they were not part of the Shoshelis.
You know, the Meiri was published very much, much later.
But the Meiri, obviously, the fact that he's accepted, he's part of the Balei Mesoira.
You know what Chazanish says? If the Meiri disagrees with Rishonim,
we don't accept it.
We don't, because they didn't have the Meiri.
Exactly.
Even though Meiri was a,
so maybe,
was early
by, maybe the degree of him being a Balei Mesoira is a lower level.
Yeah.
But there are certain Rishonim, they're not the Balei Mesoira. Mm-hmm. Okay? It was passed down the Har Sinai to specific individuals. And these Rishonim that we study are the ones
who
are part of
Rav
Shmendon. Explain that.
When I asked them where you saw it, interesting.
The Balei Mesoira.
There's a lot more Rishonim
we don't study.
Who's the Balei Mesoira today?
Today? You and you?
Yeah.
Not me. Sure. I'm only from the Golem. The Balei Mesoira.
Yeah.
And what is the name of the Mesoira? The Mesoira says what? It says by a bird.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. It says here. Yeah, no, we learned this before.
So therefore, how can you... By one. It doesn't matter.
One. But it says a bird needs shechita. So how can you make this up and say a bird doesn't need shechita?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's part of the Mesoira.
So why did he say
and for the Gemara says you're right, you're grecht, we could have talked and we said even better. Klal, of course, it goes without saying. He could have said, told him, Rabbi Rabbi Chia.
Not Rabbi Chia also.
Rabbi Chia, no, he was the victim of Rabbi Chia. He was the one who suffered from the moths. Who was the Maisa? It was Rabbi Ami, the Rebbe, the coming to Rebbe. Rebbe himself said, Rebbe, he's the Baal Nemra.
Right.
And chapped that. Very modern Zach. Rabbi Chia, the Hilk Rabbi Chia. He had his own set of brises. He was a competitor to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He needs an exterminator. He goes to Rabbeinu HaKadosh to ask him for an exterminator.
Under Rabbi Chia.
Yeah.
It was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
It's shocking. Rabbi Chia and Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they have nothing better to talk about than going to find really, who's the best exterminator in town.
For that, you need the Mashah. The Mashah probably the Ben Ishchai.
Okay, it's a Pella.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was not a Pella.
That's a guy that, yeah, that's the reason why.
A Pella?
Yeah.
They had nothing better to talk about. Oh, I need a good, you have a good exterminator for me? You know, do it yourself. DIY. Go online. Go to the Google Hadar.
DIY is...
Go to the Google Hadar.
Das Yachid.
And it'll tell you the Das Yachid, what?
DIY.
DIY is...
Das Yachid.
DIY, but what are the I?
Individual.
D...
Nee, next.
You go to the Google Hadar and it'll tell you how to DIY to do it yourself exterminator.
Yeah, yeah.
Type it in, DIY exterminator, shech this.
He doesn't say anything. It's
a Pella. Mamish a Pella. What's going
on
over here?
He doesn't call from Ben Yehuda or from the Mashah.
About what part?
This whole.
They're talking about moths.
No, right.
Moths.
I don't think so.
And he tells him, and then he gets into trouble because what he told him is Shleik Halacha.
So,
Shleik halacha.
What is he saying here? So really,
why do you say tzein dechar? Terence, you can't say tzein dechar.
Why?
Because because the Mor's maskana is that in the chanami, he could have told him the man the amma that the answer that says treifa. Why did he say make it into a nechira? You're right. Of course, he could make it into a nechira. Nechira would be even better. Since the bottom line is halacha lemaisa, you takanina shchita. Everyone agrees now. Rebbe, he's the Baal HaMemra. Rebbe is giving the answer, and Rebbe, whatever answer you're going to extend, whatever you got words, you're going to put in the mouth of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. We have a machlekes now. What did Rabbeinu HaKadosh tell Rabbi Chiya? Did he tell him tzei nechar, or did he tell him tzei shechait? Tzei tarif. What did he say? Whatever you're going to say, Rabbeinu HaKadosh told Rabbi Chiya, you have to remember, Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds his personal opinion, his Messiah is, that a bird needs Shechita.
Exactly.
It needs Shechita. So if you need Shechita, so the question has now been reinstated.
Right.
How could there be a Madam that says, they told him say Teraif, why did he say Teraif? Better say Nechar. So what's the answer?
Why better?
Why better? It's easier. The Shechita, you got to sharpen the knife. You have to show the knife to the chacham. You got to have a mashkiach. Shechit is a big deal. You got to make a bracha.
Hold on a second. He makes a treif. What's the problem making a treif?
What?
He punctures the lungs.
So, but it still needs. He still doesn't puncture the lungs, but still do a ma'aseh shechita.
Yeah.
He told him to do shechita. Why is that necessary? If you for necessary to tell him to do a shechita, let him just do a nechira.
I see.
Let him do it. Anyway, you're not going to eat the meat. So why does he have to go through the effort
of
doing a kosher shechita? You know how much effort it takes to a kosher shechita? Let him say tzei nechar. And for the Gemara, you're right. You're right. He could have told him tzei nechar, but he's telling him a bigger chiddush. Lo mi baya kamar. This typically goes without saying sequence of words in the Braisa. Loi mibaye, it goes without saying tzei nechor delav shchita hi klal, garnished from garnished.
Right.
You don't need to do kisi adam. He's coming to teach you a yechidish. Once read, sichas chachomim tzrichim limud.
Right.
Maybe that's why the Gemara over here is telling us the story over here. They're talking about exterminators, because in the minds of exterminators, you're going to go over here a lot of lomdus. Afilu sichas chulun shal tzadikim tzrichim limud.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of lomdus over here going on over here.
Yeah.
A Rosh Kol, I was close to him, he once made a chasna for his child. Mm-hmm. So he gave me the invitation, so he told me, I want you to see, tell me 16 chidushim lahalacha you see on the invitation to the wedding. 16, this guy's Kula Torah, Rabbi Willinger, Torah Das, Kula Torah.
Yeah,
you know who he is.
Yeah.
So he invited me to his daughter's wedding. I was in the yeshiva at that time, or maybe son's wedding at that time. So he told me, I want you to show me on the invitation 16.
I remember his father, okay, yeah.
16 chidushim lahalacha on the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
See that? He used something which most people consider to be ordinary. And he used it as a zman.
They were able to figure out some of them.
He used it as a Torah. 16 chidushim.
So the other ones he filled in the blank. He was able to tell you all.
Yeah, of course. 16 chidushim by your chasta mitzvah mekadosh.
Hold on a second. One second. When you were learning that he was already there.
A little Williger. He's been this. He's been there before I was born.
How old of a man is he?
What difference does it make? No, he's been there forever and ever.
The not that old.
Before my separation, he was already there.
It's interesting.
Vaita. Loi mi baika. Loi mi baika. Tzei nechad lav shchita hii klal. Ala tzei utroif eimo. Nekam tzei utroif eimo. Shchita shchein ruya. Oh, his love.
So what's the chedush of tzei?
That shchita shchein ruya. He told him to make it into a treifa.
Yeah.
And then do a ma'aseh shchita.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you're going to hold like the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, yesterday, and Meir says shchita, she'ein ru'uya shma shchita, you're still giving kisi adam. So by telling him to do this, he inadvertently, he cleverly is being mechadesh shchita lahalacha. I hold like Rabbi Shimon, shchita she'ein ru'uya. Loi shma shchita.
Tamashmalan.
Mela, you don't need to kisi adam. Murdik, huh?
This goes to the Rabbi Chiya.
That's what Rebbe says. So therefore, ema shchita shenaruya shma shchita, like the shita of Rabbi Meir.
Yeah.
The chacham, the
you would think the boy kisui.
That's what the boy kisui.
Tamashmalan.
That's the goof of the longness of this whole mitzvah here. Is that he's telling him here? He's telling him shchita shenaruya lav shmei shchit loi shma shchita. And a mela, if you make it into a treifa, and then you do a shchita, even though you did a gvaldra shchita, even though you're metarim b'nei nevela, it's still called la halacha shidish in ru'ya, and mainly you don't need to do kisi adam. Mm-hmm. Kisi adam is only done when it's a shchita ru'ya, v'tvoyach tevach v'hochein. Right? Tvoyach tevach v'hochein. We learned yesterday that we learned that from there. Is that correct? Forgot already?
Yeah.
So therefore, that's what it's coming to teach over here. We have a commercial. Next. Now, your kasha, you asked me this kasha, the other man, the Yomar, you jumped in, your mind is so fast. Can I inhar?
Hold on a second. Krabchia goes together. Kamashmulan.
Krabchia Baraba. Krabchia Baraba was the one who said. Krabchia Baraba was the one who said. Tasking like the man, the Omar, that Shchita Sheinu Ruya Losh was Shchita like Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah, that I remember.
Like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, like Rabbi Shimon, that was Shchita Losh was Shchita.
Yeah, okay.
Next. Next, you asked this question before. What about the man of Omar? So the man of Omar says they told him don't do treifa.
Mm-hmm.
So the other one says do the chira.
Yeah.
So why did he bring out the zel b'chiddush? Why didn't he also bring out the chiddush of shchita shenuruya loish v'shchita? The man of Omar that says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, what he really was saying to Rabbi Chia is say nechar, take a bird and do a nechira. My time alo Omar say treif. Why did he say make into a treifa? He'll bring out the same yesoid that shchita she'enu ru'uya is la losh moshchita. V'chi tem you'll tell me. Maybe you'll tell me because he wants to mechadish Rabbeinu HaKadosh that shchita she'enu ru'uya is shmoshchita, and that's why he was pushed into the corner. It can't be because
the reason why he didn't say tarav because then you wouldn't need kisi adam.
Right. So why did he tell him that? Why did he say the same thing? I didn't understand.
So if you're going to tell me the reason why he said Dafka Nechira,
why did he say Dafka Nechira? Why couldn't he say Terefa? Make it say Taref by saying this advantage.
Because he wouldn't like Rav Meir.
Oh, so maybe you'll give me an answer. The reason why he did not want to, because he holds Shchita She'en Deruya Shema Shchita.
And therefore you need kissing. Therefore you said Dafka Nechira.
But we can't do that. Why can't? Because who are they coming to say this in the name of whom? We're trying to put words into the mouth of who? Into the mouth of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. But Rabbeinu HaKadosh Al Shchita She'en Deruya Lav Shema Shchita. So therefore, that's why it's not going to be a solution. Because the Amar B'chiba Rabba, Amar B'yachon, that's the B'chiba Rabba you want to know before? You want to know the B'chiba Rabba? Here it is again. The Amar B'chiba Rabba, Amar B'yachon, Rabbi, we're going in Rabbi. You can't go make up words in Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi, whatever you're going to say now, you're going to have to trace back to the Halakhic sheet of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Correct? But So the kasha has been reinstated. We're back with the kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is why didn't he say teroif amarlei? Adrava saying say teroif is better because you're bringing out the aside. That shchita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shchita. So why did he select say nechor instead of say teraif? Good.
Yeah.
So therefore, my
Rabbi Shimon, that you don't need b'kisi adam.
That shchita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shchita.
And therefore, you don't need kisi adam.
And therefore, you don't need kisi adam. Yeah. Exactly. So therefore, why then did this man the Amar say that Rebbe told him to say nechor? He should have said say teroif amalei, and that way you have an advantage. It goes without saying nechira. You don't need kisi adam, but even it making it into a teraifa and then doing a shchita, also there's no kisi adam. And because Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the one he's saying this halacha in the name of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds. What Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds?
Like Rav Shimon.
He holds Rav Shimon. That's the halacha.
Yeah.
Uchnei v'loshen chacham. He learned the v'loshen rabbim. So the Gemara says, that's the Mishnah. That was yesterday's daf.
Yeah.
That Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he spoke about the halacha,
that's Rabbi Kisa Adam.
Shlishan Uruya.
Lash Chameh. He said, Lash Chameh. Yeah.
So you missed so much good stuff we had today, so much fun. We spoke about the more, not about the more, we spoke about the Goyim of the Maral. Vaita. So the Gemara says, Lo mi ba'yi kamar. Another answer. Allah, it goes without saying, and from a different angle. Loi mi ba'ayat say teroif the shchita she'enu ru'uya losh mosh. It goes without saying that say teroif. It's shchita she'enu ru'uya losh mosh shchita. Therefore, you don't need kisi adam. I will say nechar, but maybe you'll suggest that doing a nechira is even better. Because a nechira, maybe that you'll say that you do need to do kisidam. You might be misled to believe that if Rabbeinu HaKadosh would that if you would do nechira, you would need kisi hadam.
Why would you
because
say that?
Because nechira is shchita. There's no shchita.
But we just learned.
So which one of these two halachas is more well known? That's really what it all comes down to.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu HaKadosh is of the opinion that he has two chidushim halacha. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It all comes down to this yesoid. Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds of two unique dinim which are out of the box. Number one, a bird needs shchita min ha-toyra. Number two, halacha number two is that shchita she'eina ru'uya la shma shchita. So each one of these two items I've just mentioned is unique. Which one is it more important for the average person to be aware of? Which one of these things is a bigger chiddush, and we need to bring out this bigger chiddush? If you only would say the other, we really need to say them both. But if you're only going to have a limited space to say one of these two chiddushim, which one is more important for the Hamoinam to learn to know of? That really is what the machlekes between the two opinions is. The Kurs Bandiyama says, look, they're both chiddushim. They're both tremendous chiddushim. Shchita sheniruya, lo shma shchita, you don't need kisi adam. A bird needs shchita min ha-toira. Nechira is not a shchita. It's a chiddush. These are two chidushim. Which one is lesser known to the Hamoinav that needs to be brought out? And the other one, mimeilot lo mibaya. That's where it all comes to. Vaitom. I will say nechayimu angel lo min ha-toira nechira lo shchidosu, because that's the boy kisa kamashvon kasher tzvi sicha. Good, we're done. Now
you feel that's more important to bring out that.
Yes, that's what.
Because you would think,
because that's a big chiddush. You yourself told me the whole pasuk of Besar Taiva, but Kasher Tzivisich is written by Behemites. You yourself brought up the point. Okay, so that's the maskana. Did they say this?
Felt this was more important to bring out. Here is not a shechita than to let us know that how do you call that?
Shechita shenuwi lo shma shechita.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other one is the pufakert. Everyone knows that Rabbeinu HaKadosh told that a bird needs shchita. What's the more important thing you have to bring out to that? Shchita shein ruya. Okay, so you walk away today with Rabbeinu HaKadosh was novel. He was out of the box. He was an innovator. He paved a new path. He shattered the glass ceiling.
Give me novel, eh?
Frank the Gemara. I tell you, everything you know in my head comes out like chicken
me,
soup.
Me nafale.
Me nafale your niva bikitane. Really?
Not for the story.
Rabbi Chia, is it shaykh that a morph goes on his clothing? How could it possibly be? A morph. Is a halakha bench?
Are you serious? That's what it says over here.
But when they came to Nagol, Pascha Hazikin.
What's that? Something like when?
By Shani. Pascha Hazikin, the Hazivois, the Horuchois, the Horuim, Vlohichmet Yenum,
earthquakes,
all of these things.
What
is Hazikin? What
is Hazikin? Rashi, star, I think.
Rashi says, Mefarish, Mechois, Maroya, the Kulum, the Klala. Okay, Zavokos, Zikin, I don't know what a Zikin is. What is Zikin? What is his article?
Zikin. That's what I said.
What?
Meteors?
Yeah. Some kind of a star once in 70
meteors?
Years.
Meteors.
Has
okay.
A tail. Has a tail.
Zivois, Rashi tells us.
What?
Zivois.
Yeah. I don't know.
Zivois, I think, is an earthquake, no?
So it says Rashi.
Yeah.
Ruchais, Zafa, storms.
Storms.
A very wild, a wild.
So when they went up,
the Ruchais.
There was no, that never happened.
What are Ruchais? Ruchais is Zafa.
Violent winds.
Okay, violent winds. Wait, what was the earthquakes? Violent winds. The Haramim earthquake. That's, I thought that was the earthquake.
It's thunder.
Haramim is thunder.
I'm sorry, thunder. Okay, thunder. V'loi hichmitz yeinam. Look what it says now. And the wine no longer turns sour. Comes. The loy laka pishtanon. Oh, that's what we need to talk Gemara. Laka pishtanon. Who would be the one that would smite the pishtan, the morph? The morph was removed. No more morphs. Rabbi Chia was living way past the time of the Bayashani. So therefore, v'loy loka pishtanam. V'nasnu chachamim and v'nasnu chacham enim b'Rebbi Chiyu banav.
His chos.
And his chos, that what?
And these things stopped.
So these things stopped. One second.
So it was his chos, they stopped. So why did he have the problem himself?
Yeah. But they were much later. We're talking about the time of Ezra.
Every generation. What does
it mean? It's talking about a later generation.
It was a later
Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. They went back
to Eretz Yisrael. Tam
and Yushalmi. The Yushalmi was written later, a little bit later. They went into Galus. They went into Galus. They were signed the Talmud Bavli, and Talmud Yushalmi was finished about a little bit later, a few hundred years later. So there was a correspondence between Bavli and Eretz Yisrael. So who was the one who went to Eretz Yisrael at a later point in time? Bichia Banov. And who's Zuchus? Did all of these things stop? So therefore, Frank, you see that in his Zuchus, the Pishton no longer was Lakui. They were no longer more.
It says Kimahanya.
And for the Gemara, that's the answer.
That's the answer.
And Kimahanya is the more thing you said in life in this Gemara. Kimahanya Zuchusayu Aolma.
Everyone else, but not himself.
For the Velt, but not for themselves.
Not for yourself. Kimahanya, it's the more thing you said in life. You can't help yourself. You really can't help yourself.
Unless
you
be done for somebody else. Yeah.
Exactly. Every tzar a person has is just a symbol to be bestowed on someone else.
Yeah.
Kimahanya murder Gemara. Underline this Gemara. Kimahanya Zuchusayu Aolma. The Zuchus and Mensch has in the world is not for himself. It's for someone else. Yenim. Adit who? Lo. And that's why. Lo. I have here Lo on my Gemara.
What is Adit?
I have Lo. You can argue with the Oiz V'Hadar. The Oiz V'Hadar is the same
form. What is Adidu? Adidu means them.
The Velt. They had a gracious person.
No.
Yeah.
Adidu light. But for his own light didn't help.
Exactly.
Oh, but I'm sorry. You said Adidu for themselves.
Doesn't make sense.
Whatever it is.
Okay, next. Let's finish the
Mishnah. You hear this every single day, this Paschal? Kol olam kula nizayin b'shvil chanina b'ni. The ganze Welt.
Chanina
b'ni. Use it right now. The chanina b'ni. Oh, two b'shvat. We're holding now two b'shvat. You hear that? Today is the 15th. Today is a month before Purim. It's two b'shvat. Mekav Chaduvin, Me'erev Shabbos, and Me'erev Shabbos, Me'erev Shabbos.
Shvat Beis.
What?
In Shvat
Beis. Oh, in Shvat Beis now. Very good.
Look what Rashi says. B'yamav ha'yichol
v'yaitzeh. It's echoing. It came out his day, but the echo is still heard right here. Nostu Einov, we put their eyes in the Helikon.
By the way, I heard a Me'erev Shabbos. During the week, for him it was enough Charuvin, yeah? But Shabbos, he had normal food.
Suda shloim b'shaita.
Yeah.
Schus Shabbos.
Chayish
the b'katan. Chayish the b'katan. Shoshach the v'achin v'achin v'achin. Oh, there's a meeting tomorrow. Chayish the shoshach v'achin v'achin v'achin. This is a robot. Can a robot do ma'aser shchita? V'achin v'achin. Chayiv l'chasois. Oh, you have to be chayish a good shchita. You have to kiss Yadam. Beinam l'beinas. Look, no one is watching. Then potim l'chasois.
But who has to do the chasois? Who has to do the chasois?
Someone else. Anyone. Someone has to do. The chefsed and the gava.
What do you think? Beinam l'bein atzma.
No one is watching. No one is watching them. They're doing it themselves.
Then it's possible.
No adult.
Then you're exempt. Okay.
Why? Because we have to assume it's not a kosher shchita. It was not a kosher shchita. The chaylei noisav yes to noy shachtu v'achen ben noisav also lishol achareihem. The old terminology now the shach the second one was the first one had a ma'aser shchita. Shchita she'eino ru'uyah losh moshel. If you botch up the first shchita, you have a mother, and you kill the mother.
You
kill the mother. Then you shach the child. Yes. Because the mother didn't have a kosher shchita. So if the first one was done without adult supervision, then you can shach the second one.
It just goes to prove that the reasons, some of the reasons that people give are not really reasons, like that for achmanis reasons or for
what?
Why? But the whole metzias of ois ves benoi.
Yeah. There are exceptions.
Yeah.
So it's not a mukach because the exceptions really you can say it's achmanis. It's just that there are exceptions. There are these halachic parameters that are on the cloud, because we have to assume they bashed it up.
No, maybe they
did. What's the machleik here again?
Maybe they did a good shchita.
Right.
Again, what's the machleik?
Rav Meir says they shechted out adult supervision. Rav Meir says they vaday bashed it up.
Matar lishchachle.
They vaday bashed it up.
So what does it say? Matar
lishchachle.
Oh, I see.
Why?
It says you can't dance at both chasms. If you cannot eat it, eat from it, then you don't. You can do it afterwards. Have a nice day.
No, so why not? You can be chayish. You can go to chumra.
And the chachamim, why did they ask?
Maybe he was a good shechita. Maybe he was good. He got lucky. Maybe it was a gemaisa shechita. After the chesed of katan, but they agree that bidi evet. Let us say you did shechita shem shachat. You're not going to get malchus.
If you shech the second one, because
since it's very likely they did not do a kosher shechita, we're machne. We do not allow you lechatchil to shech the child. But if you did violate, you're not going to get malchus. Why in the Reish when it talks about kisi adam, there they say that you potter, and they don't say there's no chi. Why are we not machmir? And the sefer we machmir, and the sefer we say you can't go shechtet. Reisha I am reading chayav lechasis because this is more to the hair chacham. If we tell you, yeah, be machmir, go do kisi adam. That will mislead people to believe that the shechita was gvadai good. The altai say odif. Sit back, relax. Shev altai say. In the second case, pumbaker, the shev altai say is don't do the shechita. It's gvadik. Chum, they're very much the proponents, they're advocates of this principle called shev altai say. When in doubt, relax. No, say for Amri, bitch should look up and buy a lay. No, I don't need the meat. I'm a vegetarian. I need the meat.
Not for the first day.
Frank the Gemara, Reisha, Nami, Amri, Lunaki, Chatzeru, Tsarek. They'll say the reason why you're going, you're spreading earth on the ground is because you want to clean the air, you want to clean the core, the premises. It's not because you're doing a mitzvah. Of kisi adam.
Women, you want to clean.
It's dirty.
Because
it's
of the
dirty.
Blood.
Because the blood. Yeah.
But the way they.
I'm not doing a mitzvah.
Why did you put it underneath?
Kisi.
What?
Exactly.
Why would you put it underneath exactly. The blood?
That's irrelevant. We learned that even if you didn't put it underneath. Even
no, but that's what he does. He does.
Kisi is not sweeping away. Kisi is covering. How would they make such a? How would they have such a possibility?
Okay, forget about putting it underneath. Let's put this aside for now. But mashalik vayom. But right now they're telling you if they you have a shot. Let's say you didn't put it underneath on bottom. You didn't put it. Now they're telling you go cover it. You're going to cover it. So people will say, I'm just doing it to clean the garage. The Gemara says, Reishanami, Abunakasha. Shochad,
Wait.
And then the Gemara goes vaita. What about Shochet? There's another kasha. We're not answering any answers.
Yes.
Another kasha. Shochet Michael LeMaymar.
It's rhetorical.
It's another kasha.
It's rhetorical.
It's an answer.
It's a rhetorical question. You're not going to be able to give an answer.
Right. Okay. No one because there's no one to clean up. Ball Limlach Michael LeMaymar. Let's say the guy comes. I bedafka want to cover l'shem mitzvahs kisi adam. Michael LeMaymar. Well, the Tanech going your logic. Seven Ami Nine Ball Limlach Michael LeMaymar. El Rabbah not cool. Kutubus of the gate. The dog little in there, the muscle of the moose. El Hanami does argue. That's Moscow. He does tackle argue.
420?
No less. 410, I think.
Is it less?
I don't know. 415. 415. Come early. Get a good seat.